Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 15th segment on Purim. In the past couple of days, we've been discussing a core idea of Purim, which is the recognition that Hashem runs our lives and is very much involved. One more idea as to how to make that concept more a real part of our lives. We have in the Purim story that when Mordechai first finds out about Haman's plot, he puts on sackcloth. He then sends a communication to Esther that they need to talk. She sends the messenger back to him that he needs to get off the sackcloth. You can't come into the royal court area wearing sackcloth. And he sends a message back that he has no interest in taking off the sackcloth. What's going on? The Vilna Gaon explains that Mordechai wearing the sackcloth symbolizes Mordechai's tfilos and repentance to Hashem, prayers and repentance to Hashem, that things should go well for the Jews. It's an extremely powerful concept. When Mordechai realizes there's a problem, his first response is to daven. His second response is to do everything he can in his own hands, which is to contact the queen and see if she can be of help to him. She then sends a communication, well, take off your sackcloth and then we'll be able to speak in person. And he has no interest in taking off the sackcloth because the sackcloth represents his tefillos, his prayers to Hashem. And he firmly believes that is the most potent response to the problem. It's very interesting that Esther herself, when she decides she's going to go into Achashverosh, she asks Mordechai to gather the Jews again for prayer and fasting because she too recognizes that the only way they'll truly succeed is through their connection with Hashem. We all daven for things. When we ourselves are ill, when we know people who are ill, we daven they should get better. We do many mitzvos as a merit for people getting better. A really important thing to ask ourselves is what's the order in which we do these things? Do we go to all the medical appointments, all the legal consults, or whatever else the issue is, and then only then do we begin to daven? Or do we really believe Hashem is not just somewhere on the periphery, but in the center of it all? There's nothing wrong, and it's essential to go to the experts. But how quick are we to open our own Tehillim? There's a beautiful idea of Avigdor Miller, Zichrono Livracha, spoke about it a lot. The tremendous power of speaking to Hashem through the day. It doesn't have to be in the formal mode of tefillah necessarily. But just imagine if someone's about to have an important business meeting, that just on their way in, they just whisper, Hashem, please help me. You know, please give me the wisdom to do this correctly. It could be for so many different things in life. But if we really, A, daven for things that are going on in our lives, and B, daven early for them, not wait for us for there to be nothing else to do, and then we begin to daven. First of all, God willing, our tefillos should be answered. But also, it's just a very powerful way to strengthen this outlook. Another way we could strengthen the consciousness of Hashem, of having Hashem in our lives, is one small dedication to a mitzvah. Let's say a person decided they would start listening to a podcast 5 minutes a day as a decision to do something else in our service of God. If once a month, once every 6 months, once a year, a person sat down and truly asked themselves not how they can become a perfect person. That's not a doable task. But ask themselves, what small improvement, very, very attainable improvement, can I make in my life in the service of Hashem? And you do that. That 5 minutes is really a daily reminder that Hashem is in our lives. So many of the good things we do, we're either doing out of habit or because they feel like they're the right things to do. How many things do we do out of a conscious decision, today I'm going to do this mitzvah? The 5 minute a day concept doesn't have to be a podcast. It could be anything. It could be 5 minutes a week. But something built into our schedule for nothing more than another mitzvah is a very powerful way to remember that Hashem is in our lives. Thank you so much for joining us over the course of this series. Hopefully there'll be many more opportunities for us to learn together. Again, I want to thank Rabbi Yehuda Shenansky, Mr. Noach Wolf, Mr. Ron Mizrahi, and Mr. Menashe Katz for all of their assistance. And we should all be zocha to have a very joyous Purim, but hopefully an inspiring Purim too. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.